Welcome to Career Practitioner Conversations. This podcast is presented by the National Career Development Association. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening. I'm Melissa Venable, NCDA Director of Professional Development, and it's my pleasure to introduce another episode in our Career Development Around the World series. NCDA President Dr. Lakeisha Matthews is here with Alberto Huertas. Alberto is an academic and career counselor and international advising specialist at Brigham Young University. Thank you both for taking part in today's conversation.
Of course. Thank you so much, Melissa, for that. A warm welcome. Alberto, welcome to the NCDA podcast.
Thank you. I lost those warm welcomes. So thank you, Lakeisha, and thank you, Melissa.
Absolutely. We are so happy to have you as a guest for this Career Development Around the World series. You know, my presidential work has really been on the global impact of career development, and I have learned so much about the work that career professionals are doing around the world. This podcast is to highlight the work that's doing outside of the borders, that's going on outside of the borders of the U.S. And your name has come up in so many conversations about the work that is being done in Latin America. So can you tell our audience about your work and then also a little bit about the work that's being done in Latin America?
Well, thank you, Lakeisha, for the opportunity. And thank you for taking such an important topic. I think it's about time to really, we were a global community, and I like that you're taking the lead in having the conversation and connecting us in a way, you know. There's so many efforts, so many good people, and some heroes that are doing in career development all over the world. As far as Latin America and South America, particularly, I'm from Peru, South America, so I tend to visit more South America than Central America, but I've done some work there as well. Depending on what you're talking about, career development and career counseling is beginning, is developing, is in a way you can use so many words. It's innovating, coming through because of the events that have changed our lives, such as COVID, such as developing as a nation, as a people. So my work, you're asking about me, and my work has been, humility aside, I don't want to take too much credit on the work of so many people, but I've been, is to introduce the idea of, and the belief how important career guidance and vocational guidance is in our nations, you know, and how we can promote together the idea of minimizing our differences. Although we do speak a language, and that is Spanish, I mean, each country, it's its own galaxy, so to speak, and we all come with different ways of seeing life and so on. And that also goes into the professional arena, including career development. So many times I've been in many conferences. Sometimes I've been called by a university that wanted to know how things are done in here in the U.S. or perhaps in other different parts of Latin America. And informal consultant, if you wish, as in many aspects to many questions. These people, some of them are good friends of mine, and they feel free to get on the phone and say, hey, Alberto, how about this and that and that? What do you think? And sometimes I ask them questions, you know. We're all learning from each other.
Wow. You just said two great things. And I'll start with the we're all learning from each other. So the fact that even as you are, you know, located in the U.S., you have remained connected to Latin America, and you're serving really as this resource, this ambassador to help inform best practices. I think that is so profound. And I'm so happy to really introduce to NCDA this global community that's been out there, that's been and sharing ideas and really wants to connect even further into oftentimes what they see as the United States being the trendsetter or setting some of the standards, but how can they take that and bring that into their country and into their culture? So thank you for your work. And then the second thing that I thought, you know, was really awesome that you talked about how there are different countries there, right? So we're talking about a region, but each country could possibly be doing something different or have different needs. So my next question is a little bit about that. If you could look at many of the Latin American countries, what would you say is really the most important thing right now when it comes to career guidance? Like what is in the future for Latin American countries when it comes to career guidance? Is it K-12? Is it higher ed? Is it more people need to be trained?
I think all of the above. But if I were to highlight one, I will go with higher education. That's, you know, a lot of nations are focusing their efforts in our youth and the transitioning between high school to universities and college life. So then again, it depends on the focus, Lakeisha. You know, some nations are focusing on productivity and wealth. So career guidance and career orientation go there. Some nations are focusing more on life development, on life designing a life. So on finding meaning. So their efforts are, you know, is more holistic, are more organic, if you wish. Some nations are focusing more on occupational needs at the moment. So it will depend, you know, it will depend. I will say now, because of technology is becoming a fad, and artificial intelligence and all of that, and how to bridge that into occupational life and really not abandoning meaning. Latinos overall, you know, tend to narrate, tend to be a people of narratives, of stories and traditions. So basically, we're creating a new narrative with the challenges that this new century provides, and we're a part of it, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, every time I have this conversation with different colleagues around the world, I really realize how different we are, but how similar we are, right? So in the many of the things you talked about, the focus on the youth or the focus on what the workforce needs are, it's the same whether you go to Taiwan or Egypt, you know, or Japan or the US or Canada. We're all trying to do some of the same things. And really it all ties into helping people find meaningful and gainful employment, which then feeds into really the health and the economic status of our country. So, you know, I just am amazed at the conversation. It's the same things we're all grappling with. And then the other thing that I thought was really interesting is when you talked about Latin American people in the narrative, because I was speaking with someone and they were talking about indigenous and native populations and how important it is that their culture be embedded in the career development services. So the other thing that I'm really seeing is that we have to make sure career services is culturally relevant. Career development has to be culturally relevant, and that we are using the strengths of culture in the work that we do, because narrative is a very powerful tool, you know, in career development. So I think that is something, you know, we can look to the Latin American region and say, how are you all using narrative? You know, how can we use narrative in the work that we do? To talk a little bit more about what's going on the ground, what are the challenges that students or job seekers are facing when it comes to career development or finding employment in different Latin American countries?
That's an excellent question. But before I go into answering that question, Lakeisha, I want to go to a statement you just said. You said our similarities are bigger than our differences. And, you know, as you travel around the world and you're doing it, you know, and having these interviews as well, I mean, you go to these places and you see these exciting young people with dreams and hopes and with fears and also with uncertainty, and you talk to their parents and or single parents, or some of them are just being raised by a relative. But regardless, you see this drive, at least the young people that I'm talking to, if they come to hear what I'm saying, is to better their lives, to provide themselves with a better future through knowledge and with understanding. So I just want to I'm resonating with what you just said about similarities bigger than differences. Yeah, I like that.
Yes, they are. Thank you for that. And I think the thing that is in my travels that I've really landed on is this is greater than just connecting career practitioners, but the global movement of career development brings access to more people. And in all of our countries, we have challenges. There are in all of our countries, people who still need access to services and education and training and help with making career decisions and help with social mobility. So the more we all talk and share, the more we can impact the world. You know, I just believe so firmly in that global impact of giving all people access to career development services and the power that lies in all of us being connected. Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you, Lakeisha. Going back to your question now on the challenges that the region faces, there are many, you know, and it varies according to nations as well, but there are some common ones. One, you just mentioned one, and it's training, you know, proper training, the proper theoretical background many times, you know, work being done just by psychologists and then who should be done by, you know, by career experts, regardless of the considerations there. Also, technology. Technology is such a powerful tool. Sometimes it requires investment by the governments and by the private industry. And when you see that as a, and you have to validate career development in order to be seen as an investment, otherwise it's a, maybe perceived as a not such, maybe a wasted resource because the validation doesn't come from the government or for the private industry or from higher education. So those are some of the challenges in addition to a lot of the region is developing. We're talking about developing nations. There at times is you have a focus on the creation of wealth that can oversee everything that you do. And that is tragic and good at the same time, depending from what angle you see it, you know. And Oh, what other challenges Latin America? Oh, the reliance on psychometrics. And that they can be good, right? But when you see a psychometric or an assessment as a crystal ball or as a prescription from this wise doctor that is going to tell you your future, then rather than helping this younger life or this employment that's doing a transition somewhere else, it kind of hurts rather than help. So that may be some of the challenges as I see them.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing those. And there's another one that I've seen in that you mentioned in developing countries is the need to have government support. And I think that this is one of the areas where NCDA can really help, right? Because we have some of the research, we have many of the established educators who teach and train other educators and practitioners in career development so that we have the data and the resources needed for other countries to take to their governments to really establish the industry in their country. And I really have heard that all around the world of how important that is. And as a matter of fact, it's been very interesting. Every country I go to, the models and the theories that they use are really different. So I want to ask you the same question, you know, what frameworks or what career development models or theories have taken hold in Latin America? Is it coaching, counseling, advising? Are there certain theories that the practitioners prefer to use?
That's another, all your questions are good. So I'm not going to start measuring them. But sometimes there are hybrids, coaching, so to speak, advising, counseling, you know, because of psychometrics, Holland comes as a shining star and the RISEC, you know. And of course, you have organizations in the world like IA. EVG, that is, you know, that the Latin America sometimes feels drawn to, and I'm thinking we're missing out. I mean, with all due respect to my colleagues from Europe, but I think NCDA and has a lot to give, has been part of my sharing with them, that there is an organization called NCDA, National Career Development Association, that we have things to contribute as well. Somehow because our school systems, higher education was in a way similar to Europe. Europe has been kind of monopolizing a little bit. And they've been, to be fair also, they've been more proactive because with the issues of global social justice, equality, and all of that being so predominant among them, Latin America has been easily attracted by them. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that you make a good and valid point of how, you know, it's not, we have to rely on multiple organizations, you know, and being connected to different resources, because all of these resources, we can learn from each other. So I follow some of the European organizations that are out there.
Of course.
I love, CEREC that's up in Canada, because I think that one of the things that's important when I go other places, they say, oh, well, America's ahead here. And I say, no, we can learn from you too. This is not just a one-way conversation. You know, there are things we can learn from different cultures and from different countries as well. And speaking of that, would you be able to highlight, is there one organization or institution that's doing career very well in Latin America, where you could share something that might be a new trend for folks here that are listening?
Yeah, one country that I would like to highlight as working hard is Costa Rica. And you have there the Association of Counseling Professionals. And I can send you those links to you, Lakeisha. But they've just, Costa Rica is a shining star in Latin America. I mean, I'm tempting you on a possible visit there. And they're doing a lot of work in all levels, in school counseling, in career counseling, in going to prisons, going to rural communities, indigenous communities. So very interesting and very refreshing what they are doing there in Costa Rica.
Wow. So you almost tempted me to get a plane ticket so I can go and check out what's going on in Costa Rica.
Oh, if you need somebody to carry your suitcases, I'll join you in a second.
You know, I am loving it. And when I go to a different country, I'd love to go see a career center or one of these centers that's doing this work, because I just love to see it in different contexts, because I learn so much. So we will definitely put some links about Costa Rica in the show notes so folks who are listening can learn more about it, what's happening there, and maybe even get some ideas. So I'd like to end today, if you could. So say, you know, you were explaining to some of your colleagues in South America why NCDA can also be helpful. What would you say are the resources or services offered by NCDA that have been impactful to your career?
I will begin with the human element and what I felt in the conference, Lakeisha. You know, people do care. People do care. And you have prominent researchers and practitioners and counselors that have done the work, have walked the extra mile, and they have the knowledge, the know-how, and also respectful to people's, you know, challenges and perhaps differences, or don't want to put praise where praise doesn't belong. You are initiating a wonderful conversation. You have to begin somewhere, right? And this conversation has been done many times at the grassroots level, but this is coming from an NCDA president now. So it takes a different, upgraded to a different level, so which I think is important and it's relevant. So I don't know if I'm answering your question.
You have. Thank you for that. And I appreciate the affirmation as well, because it's important for me, I think, and for all of us to hear from colleagues with different perspectives.
But that's a hint for the future presidents as well.
I'll leave that there. No, I love that. And the work will it will continue. You know, I think that we're committed to this work. And I think that in a way it can't be ignored, because I think that there's just too much of a movement right now around the country. But you spoke to some ways that, you know, NCDA impacts you. And I love the fact that you said this is a caring community. You know, this is a community that really cares about this work, and it cares about the people that we provide this work for. And I think that that does speak volumes and really says a lot about who we are, you know, as an organization. So I could sit here and just keep talking to you, because there's so many more questions I have, but we're going to end our conversation there. Alberto, thank you so much for your expertise. Thank you for taking your time out for this conversation. And thank you for the work you have been doing, you know, because that's what I really want people to know. You have been doing this work on the ground. You have been really an ambassador, an evangelist for this work in South America. And that definitely means a lot. I want you to know you are seen, and that is appreciated. So thank you. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you, Lakeisha. All my best to you. And thank you for this wonderful work. And keep enjoying your podcast traveling around the world.
Thank you so much. Take care.